I, like Mike, and I assume everybody on council, want to see the Gulch developed. It is 40 acres, to his point, that's kind of sat empty for the last 40, 45 years. And given its location and proximity to MARTA stations and all the other great stuff happening downtown, it is prime spot to be developed. And so I want to see it developed, and I am confident that it will be. My thoughts and concerns about the proposal that we got last Saturday night, I think, are fourfold. One is, I think getting 650 pages on a Saturday night and then being asked to take action in a committee on a Tuesday and a committee on a Wednesday, and then in full council the following Monday is a very rushed timeline for council members, for members of the public. And so I have concerns about the speed at which we're being asked to approve this. I think we had some good conversation this week in committees and in a work session about the amount of bonds that we're being asked to authorize. I think that's a conversation that needs to continue and flesh that out a little bit more. Same goes for the incentives that CIM is offering. I think the mayor has done a great job of negotiating with the developer in terms of talking about setting aside money for affordable housing, economic development, and workforce development. And I think pushing on and making sure that we're getting the best deal for Atlanta residents is important in that respect. And then the last piece is communication. I think that if you were to ask a lot of folks around town about the Gulch, many of them would tell you they think the city of Atlanta is getting ready to write a $1.75 billion check to a developer from California. And you and I both know that's not true, but I think it speaks to a lack of understanding about what exactly the Gulch is and how this project would be financed over the next 20 or 30 years. And I at least want to make sure that the public understands this deal as much as they can. And I think that we've got to do a better job in the future of explaining exactly what the situation is right now and what's being asked of government and what government is and the residents that government serves are going to get in response. And I just think, as with all things, communication is a really important piece of this puzzle and something that we need to make sure we get right. Those are my four thoughts. I am pro-developing the Gulch. I might even be pro-developing the Gulch with CIM and this proposal.
So in terms of getting it done today, I mean, you think it's a rush decision to do that?
Yeah, so I appreciate all of the work that Mayor Bottoms and her team have done to get us up into this point. I think that today my hope is that council will have a conversation about, you know, what we've gotten up to at this point and then what the path forward looks like. And I, for me, that looks like making sure we're not rushing on a decision. It means making sure that the amount of money we're being asked to authorize is appropriate, that the amount of contributions we're getting back from the company is worthwhile, and that we do, above and beyond all, that we do a good job communicating to the public what this deal means for our city. And I think it can mean great things. I just want to make sure that we're dotting all of our I's and crossing all of our T's before we take this vote.
How agreeable are you to the numbers that have been put forth?
I think that I've tried to become more familiar with what's being asked. You know, the numbers that we're discussing right now are up to $1.75 billion in public bonding and public spending over the next 30 years. That's a really big number. It is by far the largest real estate deal that the city has been asked to be a part of. It's the biggest real estate deal in the history of the city. And so I want to understand exactly where those numbers came from and make sure that all of us agree that amount of public subsidy is appropriate. And if it's not, then what is a more reasonable number that is appropriate? And I'm not quite sure what that is yet. And so I want to continue having conversations about what the right amount of public tax dollars is to go into a project like this.
Councilman Westmoreland, thank you.